Welcome back to the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. It's time for tonight's Unified Bank Profile, and he is a former Wheeling Nailer, now in a Toledo uniform. Boy, is that going to be ever weird to look at tonight, but it is fan favorite Pat McGrath. Patty, this is year 10 for you, man. Holy cow, it seems like just yesterday you started your career in Wheeling in 2013. What's the journey been like for you?
Yeah, it has. It's been a long one, but it's been awesome. You know, I'm so lucky to be able to do this for this long. And I just keep going as long as I can, right?
What do you remember most about those first few seasons playing for the Nailers, really starting to cut your teeth in the pro game? And like you said, really, you weren't sure how long it was going to last.
Yeah, I honestly, when looking back, I don't think there's any other team I would have wanted to start my career with. It was unbelievable. The organization in general, first, they treat you so well. And just like the team we had, it was unbelievable. The guys, it really taught you a lot about the game of hockey and just how to be a pro. And I mean, it's got me this far, so it was a good start for sure.
Who were some of your favorite former Wheeling teammates, guys that you either hit it off with then, or maybe some guys that you still keep in touch with today?
I mean, I think every one of those guys on that team when I first started, we talked to daily. We still have a group chat going. So I mean, obviously the one Derek Army, you know, Jared Burton, Bakes, Torx, Bracer, all those guys, Frankie Palazis, I mean, the list goes on, but those are guys that definitely keep in touch with all the time. Sahir Gill, Max McKay, you know, my roommates, those guys, you know, I mean, those are lifelong friendships that you built there.
We were talking before this interview, and it was so hilarious listening to you and Derek Army talk, because it is bizarre seeing you on the Toledo side. The one thing that we remember from Wheeling in Toledo was, of course, playoff series in 2015, and game two, less than a minute in, and you, Bakes, and Chaz just decide it's time to throw the most menacing hits humanly possible, and you pretty much line brawled a minute into a playoff game. Was that one of your biggest memories and one of the strangest things about coming here?
Yeah, I think we still always talk about that, and that was a great series. But yeah, it's funny how much we used to hate this team, and now I'm on the team, so it's definitely weird being on the other side, but it'll be fun.
Do you have some other moments to jump out to you? I know for me, your bobble fist night when you scored a goal was certainly one that jumps out. What about some things you remember?
The NASCAR night was pretty funny.
Oh, yes.
The big brawl we had there. I mean, there were so many good memories we had there, all the playoff runs and stuff, but I think just being with the group of guys was pretty special.
Let's talk about your career a little bit. From Wheeling, you then made the transition and you became a full-time American Hockey League player. What did that mean to you to start as an ECHL guy and then be able to earn your way up to the American Hockey League, kind of doing it the hard way, if you will?
Yeah, no, it was special. I mean, I always told myself I wanted to play at the highest level with the best players I could, and I think I've done a pretty good job of that. And I'm just trying to keep going as long as I can, like I always say, and who knows what's going to happen in the future, but I'm proud of myself for as far as I've come.
You've played for a lot of different organizations, too. What's that experience been like, having to learn new coaches, play with different teams, and still be able to make that impact and have teams out there want you, especially at that level?
Yeah, I think I've always stuck to my roots of what I know and what's got me to where it's gotten me, and it's been nice. It's been cool. I like seeing other organizations and seeing how things are run in different places and meeting all new teammates and coaching staff. I think it's good experience and helps you along the way in the game.
Aside from the Wheeling Wilkes-Barre days, are there some stops that you've had along the way that have really had a big impact on you, whether it's because you really enjoyed the place that you were playing or you had especially good success in that organization?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Wilkes-Barre and Wheeling was unbelievable to kickstart my career and be in my hometown in Wilkes-Barre, but you know, with time with Derek's dad in Iowa was great. He's always an unbelievable coach. We had him in Wilkes-Barre as an assistant. Rochester was amazing. Utica, all of them were. San Jose. I think you learn little things from each of them, and you kind of just take them with you as you go.
So you've had a chance to go back to WesBanco Arena once already. Granted, it was the COVID year, so a little bit of a limited crowd there. But, of course, you and Brad Drobot throw down the mitts the very first chance that you get. What was that experience like returning to Wheeling where it all got started? And, of course, you get to go back there again coming up this Wednesday.
Yeah, it's fun. It's always cool to go back there, and it's just special because, you know, it's where you start your career. But, yeah, Drobot was good. I got to know him actually through Craig Skidolski, so that was pretty funny. But, yeah, it'll be fun. It's exciting. Hopefully my parents get down there. I haven't seen them in a while, so that'll be nice.
What's it like playing against the Nailers now? Obviously, the only ones that you know are Derek and Billy and me, so the jersey's a little bit different, but there still has to be something that hits you a little bit.
Yeah, it's always, I think it'll always be special seeing that jersey, the Nailers jersey. But yeah, it's funny. I mean, there's nobody left, so it's kind of just like, just Army, you and, you know, Billy out there. So it's just funny to see how the everybody's kind of passed along, and it's just weird to see nobody. You always kind of think there's going to be somebody else on that team that you know, but I guess there's not anymore.
You've only been here for a couple of weeks with Toledo, so I'm sure you're still learning your team. I guess, what are you most interested to see between the Nailers and the Walleye in the 2023 edition?
We'll see. I mean, we got a pretty good squad over here, so we'll see if I can't get a win on Derek.
All right, Patty. Well, I really appreciate you spending a few minutes with me. It's always a blast to reminisce about some great moments in Nailers history. It's so fun to watch you play, and I'm sure it'll be a thriller out here the next couple of games. So best of luck to you as we watch you and the Nailers go head-to-head tonight.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Pat McGrath, former Wheeling Nailer, now Toledo Walleye, our Unified Bank profile. More of the Hughes Office Intermission Report is next on the Nailers Broadcast Network, presented by Main Street Bank.